to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through their midst and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. But when I became a man, I put aside childish things. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, tells us about spiritual gifts, spiritual knowledge, the excellent way. And many of us, if not all of us, know that we are on a spiritual journey, that we are on a quest, that we are searching for something, or rather, we are searching for someone. Whether we know it or not, we are searching for God, because God seeks us first. We know this from the time of our youth when we first received baptism. We know this as we were confirmed. We know this when we came to penance. We know this when we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We know that we're seeking someone. Someone who has power to heal us, to strengthen us, to help us grow in grace and truth. The prophet Jeremiah speaks of when that first happens. And he says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you." God knows us before we were formed in the womb. God knows us from eternity, from his eternity. Because for each and every one of us, no matter when we are born, when we are conceived, or when we die, God is simply now. God is always now. God doesn't have a beginning or an ending. He sees each and every one of us all simultaneously, and hopefully all in his Son, Jesus. The prophet tells us to gird our loins, to stand up and tell the world what we know. And he promises that even if we're persecuted, we will not be crushed by others. We will certainly take ridicule, certainly be criticized, certainly sometimes be called bigots, because we believe what the Lord our God tells us. And that is what the whole second reading is about. We have to have the faith to believe what we do. We have to have hope in the resurrection of the dead, and we have to have love. The love that Paul is talking about is a distinct type of love. It is not a sentimental form of love. It is not a feeling or just an emotion. It's something that's concrete. In the Greek, there are three forms of the word love that we have in English. There is eros, there is philein, and there is agape. The type of love that he is talking about is the latter, the agape. We used to have, back in the 1970s, a lot of banners and things that we knew from the Beatles that all you need is love, da-da-da-da-da. But the love that we really need is that third form, agape. It's a self-giving love. It's a sacrificial love. It's the kind of love that made Jesus do the will of the Father all the way up to that cross. And it is a sacrificial love that he helps us to understand and to put into ourselves. What does he say? He says, it is not jealous, it is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is never rude, it does not seek its own interests, it is not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. That's a long list of good things that we should be having in ourselves, or rather, things that we should not have in ourselves. For if we do have those things, then we do not have the love that he is talking about. Jesus today, in his gospel, shows us just how people really take to criticism or to change. Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And from last week, we heard, oh, and everybody loved what Jesus had to say. Well, not quite. Not quite. What does it say? When the people in the synagogue heard him, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill to hurl him down headlong. Jesus became a touch point of conflict because the things that he spoke that were true were not very well taken by some because they got complacent, because they got taking the easy way. They got stuck in their spirituality. They practiced their spirituality not in a bad way, but they weren't growing any longer. And in the spiritual life, if we're not growing, we're going backwards because God keeps calling us to get closer and closer to him. And if we don't find ourselves doing that, then our spiritual growth is at a stagnation point. Each week when we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we're given the opportunity to enter more and more and more and more fully into the reality that it expresses. It's not just a figurative meal or a symbolic meal. This is the reality of the cross. This is the reality of everything that Jesus said and did. When he was at that Last Supper and he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, he said, take, eat, this is my body. And with the cup, take, drink, this is my blood. He did that before he died. How is that possible? It's only possible because in the reality of God, everything is one. Everything that we see and do, all of history is consumed in one divine moment. And the flashpoint of that is when humanity crucified God on the cross. It wanted to do away with him, just as those people wanted to throw him down the hill. Humanity has forever been in conflict since the fall with God. The prophets were persecuted because they spoke the word of God. Moses went up the mountain, and what did the people do? They made a golden calf. They couldn't wait long enough to receive the commands of the Lord. Each time we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are at the sacrifice of Calvary. We're at the sacrifice of innocent Abel. We are at the sacrifice of Abraham. We're at the sacrifice of Melchizedek. We are at the sacrifice of the Last Supper. We're at the sacrifice of the Holy Spirit coming down at Pentecost. Each of those events is encapsulated in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's real, and we're entering into God's reality. And we come away becoming more and more the body of Christ. And we go out into the world as the body of Christ in a real way, in a tangible way, because we are being transformed little by little by little. Oh, it's going to take a lifetime for most of us. I know it is for me. But we are being transformed. We're transformed in the sacraments in real ways. When we come to penance, we are transformed by the grace and mercy of God. His grace is sufficient for us because he keeps calling us back. He doesn't want to let us go. He doesn't want people in hell. He wants all saints to come to heaven. And that is what we're called to. We're called to sainthood. We're called to be sanctified and perfected. Be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. He knows we can't do it on our own. It's not going to be an easy thing. But little by little, we will be transformed if we cooperate with his grace. So today, on this nice sunny day, on this day that it feels like a heat wave, may we all enter more and more into his sacrifice so that one day we will be forever with him in heaven.